It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and we welcome our new Arts Calendar contributor, Ms. Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Government Affairs for the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean.
Now we catch up with the news director of US One Radio in the Florida Keys, Mr. Bill Becker, who 30 years ago co-founded a quite unusual event, the annual Lower Keys Underwater Music Festival. And Mr. Bill Becker, thank you so much for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat.
A pleasure to join you. Thank you.
Bill, take us back to the beginning. Tell us about how this festival began.
Well, a friend and I were looking for a cultural event to highlight an arts event that was Keys-wide, and the Lower Keys are kind of a rural area, a lot of nature here, and
We
both liked diving, and we both liked music, so we said, can we put music underwater? We contacted a firm that Louvel Laboratories that has underwater speakers. They loaned them to us. We picked up the radio signal from the radio station here on Big Pine Key and put it underwater. We put music underwater for the divers and snorkelers and the sea creatures at Lou Key. Our radio station broadcasts a special selected list of music that kind of goes well underwater. We project that over the airwaves, and it's picked up by FM receivers on board about half a dozen boats that are moored at Lou Key. These are generally larger dive boats. They have the FM receivers. They then put it through a processor that puts that signal into a special underwater speaker. It's obviously waterproof. And it's capable of projecting music underwater great distances.
Now, how does that sound? You've actually enjoyed that for a number of years. What's the effect like?
Well, it's very interesting because sound underwater travels much faster than it does in the air. And as a result, you can't really tell what direction the music is coming from. It seems to surround you. And it not only comes through your ears, it comes through your jawbone and your skull, and you can feel the music. And it happens all at once because, like I said, sound travels five times faster in water than it does on land. If you wanted to tell which direction a sound was coming from underwater, your ears would have to be probably 5 feet apart.
Now, this wonderful festival, the 30th annual Underwater Music Festival, takes place, as you mentioned, in the Lower Keys in an area of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary called Lou Key Reef. That's spelled L-O-O-E. Lou Key Reef. Tell me about that reef. It is gorgeous, is it not?
Lou Key is one of the most well-developed coral reefs in the Florida Keys, and by that it means it can go from shallow areas, extremely shallow, to about 40 feet deep, and a lot of vertical separation. The spur and groove formation of the coral reef is very pronounced. It's probably one of the older reefs in the Florida Keys, and it really is very, very spectacular. It's one of the most popular reefs off the Lower Keys.
Tell me what snorkelers and divers will see in the aquatic life. When my wife and I were there about 20 years ago, we saw a vast array of sea life. Tell me, what can be seen?
Well, you'll probably see, of course, a lot of reef fish, angelfish. There are schools of tarpon that come through. We've even had dolphin, bottlenose dolphin come by. And some of the songs we play underwater are actually whale sounds. Now, We have not seen a whale yet, but I'm still waiting.
I remember seeing sharks, and while I was snorkeling, I was praying that those were the vegetarian nurse sharks. Do they arrive still?
Well, there are sharks in the natural world. They're in the ocean. They live there. We don't. And they're natural there. They're used to seeing divers. They're obviously not tame sharks, but they're habituated to seeing divers. And we have never in 30 years had any sort of a problem, even though we do play the theme song from Jaws.
Oh, no.
We get the divers to kind of look over their shoulder occasionally.
That's kind of mean, Bill.
We have a little fun. We do.
Now, also having a little fun are some costumed divers. What's that all about?
Well, we'd like to do something for the cameras. We have folks with video cameras down there, and they generally do a little story for us underwater. And we kind of have something visual, because otherwise it would just be the reef and some music underwater. So the divers this year we're doing Diving with the Stars, kind of a play on the Dancing with the Stars. We have divers who are going to be costumed as dancing pairs, and they will get out there in the water, we assume twirl around and have a little fun and gyrate to the music.
That's marvelous. I hear through mutual friends of ours that sometimes Elvis even shows up.
We have had Elvis in the past, yes, complete with a guitar underwater, and that was one of the more unusual appearances that we've had. So it's always a lot of fun and something different each year.
Now, I understand Florida Keys artist August Powers has devised some underwater musical instruments. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, he is an amazing metal sculptor, and he usually tries to pick a marine animal and then combine it with some sort of an instrument. And I think he developed one year a trombone fish. Mantelin Ray. He kind of develops these names at the same time, and sometimes these musical instruments actually will play underwater. You can hear the horns. You can hear it. It's amazing what he's able to do with these metal sculptures, and he brings them out, and people bring them out and have fun with them underwater.
Wow, everybody gets involved in this. Now, I understand the festival carries a serious tone, the message of reef preservation. What do your, in essence, public service announcements sound like underwater?
Well, you know, we have the advantage of having pretty much of a captive audience underwater. And we intersperse the music with diver awareness messages, coral reef etiquette. We've developed these in conjunction with the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary about using your dive flags, about using the mooring buoys, being careful of anchoring, being careful of grounding on the coral reef, trash in the water, different things like this, and lionfish, of course. So we want to let people know that there is a serious message and that they need to do what they can do to lessen their own personal impact on the coral reef.
Today we're speaking with Bill Becker, the co-founder of the Underwater Music Festival. Bill, I understand reef etiquette, don't step on the coral, dummy.
Absolutely. Now, you know, the coral is a living animal. A lot of people don't realize that, but that is a living animal. It can be damaged by any touch. And so we want to lessen our own personal impacts on the coral reef. Don't touch the reef. Don't put your fins down. And don't let your equipment across the reef. It's very important.
Give us your assessment of the condition of the coral reefs you have seen in the past couple of years. They're still pristine, I would hope.
Well, we had a pretty serious decline, loss in coral cover during the 90s. But with the work that the sanctuary's been doing and the work that some of the coral nurseries down here are doing, the reefs are coming back. We haven't had a serious storm in the past 8 years, so the reef has gotten a chance to kind of redevelop, and it is showing signs that it is progressing, that we're doing better now. But still, it's not something that we can rest with, because, of course, we've got climate change, we've got ocean warming, ocean acidification. All these things are affecting the coral reef.
The theme this year, as mentioned, Diving with the Stars, and great fun during the 30th Annual Underwater Music Festival, taking place in the Lower Keys tomorrow, July 12th. I understand, Bill, there is a pre-festival party set for 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, Friday, July 11th, and it takes place at the Artists in Paradise Gallery. That's in Big Pine Key, I believe.
That's on Big Pine Key. That's where August Powers has his instruments, his underwater instruments. He'll be showing them off there, and we'll be partying the night before the big underwater music festival Saturday.
So much to see and do above and below the beautiful Atlantic blue waters. You can go to lowerkeyschamber.com for more information. You can also go to FLA-keys.com/lower keys, or you can call the Chamber of Commerce in the Lower Keys, 305-872-2411 for more info. All over YouTube as well, just search for Florida Keys TV. And Mr. Bill Becker, co-founder of the annual Underwater Music Festival, now in its 30th year, thank you so much again, sir, for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat.
My pleasure.
Let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.